All right, what's up, everybody? We are back with another episode of Why Brands Work, and today we're going to be jumping into Vacation Inc., a brand that I'm super excited about. We've talked in the past about what brands we would want to own the most out of all of them that we talk about. You know, that was something we talked about with the Jolie episode, and while Jolie was my pick for brand that I would want to own for growth potential, Vacation is the brand I'd want to own for cool potential because they are absolutely the coolest brand around, in my opinion, at the moment. So I'm here with Will as usual. What's up, Will? How are you doing?
What's up? Super pumped to jump in here. Yeah, I love this brand. Definitely one of the best brands I've seen. Like, brand is such a word that we use. It can mean a lot of things, but when I'm thinking of brand, I just mean like they have a very strong brand identity, very good customer experience. And they're probably one of the better ones I've ever seen at doing that. So I'm excited to jump in.
Yeah, they've got a ton of personality. There's a lot about them that is just you see something from Vacation and you know it's Vacation. Yeah. It's one of those things that they have built such a world. You know, I refer to this all the time. They do a lot of like world building around their product. It's more than just this product or images or things like that. You are transported somewhere else. So let's start talking about why should we care about Vacation at the moment? What's top reasons for you outside the brand?
I don't know where to begin. I guess why I like it is, or where to begin is, it's another brand that had a very unique and cool sort of starting story, I guess. Like how they started, how they went about launching, it's just different than a lot of other brands. And I found it to be very unique. And it's not the way that most brands go about launching a brand or a D2C store or something like that.
Totally. Yeah, I think that that's a big point when you start to consider, like, they built the audience first.
Yes.
Which is something we'll talk about. I think another big part of it as well is, like, they are, I think, really starting to hit their stride now in terms of retail distribution. Yes. I think this summer they are going to explode just based on we're filming this in April of 2024. I think this upcoming summer they're launching in Target or just launched in Target pretty recently. And so I think it's going to become a lot more mainstream of a brand, which could catapult them, you know, just with how strong their brand is. I think a lot of people that are kind of in the space right now know who they are. A lot of people that love design know who they are, but I don't think they really have hit the mainstream yet. And they're about to. I think that this is going to be, they're going to explode. You know, there's a lot of product development and stuff. They do some of the best collaborations that I've ever seen of a brand. And, you know, I think the biggest thing too is that this is really the only like kind of let's disrupt sunscreen brand that I've seen. And it's a huge market, you know, it's a massive, massive market. And so, yeah, I think those are probably the core reasons as to why I think this is something we should care about.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Where are we off to next, Brian?
let's talk about their products. Let's get into that first, and we'll kind of come back to the sunscreen, you know, come back to their marketing and how they actually like build a world around it. So you've bought the product before, right?
Yeah.
You have some with you right now.
Spritz right now. I'm gonna...
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I got it right here. Yeah. Right in front of me.
Perfect. They've got the whole line of everything you would expect from sunscreen.
Leisuring now. I'm fully leisure activated.
How's the scent? What do you think of the scent?
It does, like the scent is like that 80s vibe too, kind of. Mm-hmm. It's like when I spray it on, it's like, it reminds me of putting on like Banana Boat or something when I was a kid or something, right? Like, you know?
No, it's especially, that's one of the interesting things about them is, you know, they're not just, even though their brand is so powerful, they're not just slapping a cool brand on, you know, mass produced sunscreen. They went through a lot of trouble to actually get the scent exactly what they wanted. You know, they hired like a scent company at perfumery type place.
The two guys. The two guys. I saw that on there. I can't pronounce this word. Etoule, whatever that is. The perfume, the cologne.
Right.
They hired some like specialists to do that. And they even have like a lot of their products are like dermatologist approved. You know, a lot of people say that, but they actually talk about, like they mention each dermatologist. So I do think that, it's not just some like cheeky 80s vibe brand with like logos slapped on to like generic products. I think everything is like, is pretty elevated here from a product sort of angle. And they've definitely done a good job like formulating it.
Yeah, it's very intentional. I think the, you know, there's even somebody from like the American Cancer Society, I think, on their board. You know, they, I think another really good example is they just this last week or two dropped a product called like the Orange Jelly.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, you know, I had no idea what it was before vacation. I don't consider myself like a very much of a French Riviera tanner. So, you know, maybe that's why. But apparently this was like a cult classic product that was produced for years and years and years and then discontinued in the last decade or so, that, you know, very much through the nostalgia vibes of what vacation represents, that it was the core like tanning product, right? This Orange Jelly. And they actually went out and found a bunch of super fans of this old product, people that worked on the old product, people, you know, people that really knew what it was and how it worked, and they brought it up to modern SPF standards and re-released this product under the vacation brand. So this is the extent that they're going to really, really like build out like great sunscreen, you know, and it's impressive, you know, and they have a whole line of all of this different stuff. You know, they've got the spritz that you have, they have a normal spray, they have a normal you know, like cream for tan lotion or whatever. They even have, did you see the whipped cream? The whipped
version. Yeah, I was going to talk about, because I think that that's when it gets to their products. The whipped cream is like, that was like a viral sensation.
So
it's like a really cool, they're innovating a little bit here too, you know?
They are, exactly. Yeah. They're innovating, they're finding places that, you know, people, their product or their market wants different stuff, such as bringing back the jelly or like having this cool, you know, whipped version of the product.
Even the baby oil. Did you read about that? I think similar.
Yeah.
Like they, a lot of people were just putting on baby oil and just in the '80s, I guess, and just frying their skin.
Right.
But they put like SPF in it. I don't think I've ever seen SPF with baby oil. I'm not sure if that even exists.
No, I think that that's probably an innovation as well there. Yeah. And so they're, you know, and that's just the sunscreen line. You know, that's just, which is, it's interesting because vacation is right. It's the sunscreen is kind of their primary product, but they have so much stuff to, you know, we'll get into the world building as we're talking about with the marketing and everything, but they use their products to build that world. You know, it's very similar to like Liquid Death we've talked about before, right? Where they have like a casket flask or like, you know, the giant Halloween, you know, decoration that's like an inflatable, like murder your thirst guy, right? Yeah. Well, Vacation has their own version of this in terms of like, you can buy a vacation beach towel. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law would probably, were making fun of me all summer because I literally wore a vacation t-shirt pretty much every, you know, once a weekend for the entire weekend, the entire summer at the beach, because that's just, you know, it was the right vibe. You know, that's the vibe I wanted to bring to the beach, was I'm wearing a vacation t-shirt, you know? Yeah. And it's, so they do all of these different products, from the t-shirts to, they have a head hammock where like, if you're laying on the beach, it like props your head up or whatever, you know, that are all branded in this way that are, that really create that world.
Yeah, they brought back the Frisbee, that little, you remember the little,
Yeah.
Another thing I love is like the products that they sell or they don't sell. I'm not really sure. like the hovercraft or like, I remember this when I was a little kid, those like aqua cycles. I don't know if they still have those.
Yeah, the aqua cycle. You can probably find them on some, you know, tourist beach in Brazil or whatever at this point.
Flashback to like the 80s and 90s and vacationing in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
No, I agree. That's it. And just to clarify what you're talking about there, the fake products, this is something so interesting that they do. And you go look at their products on their site. They have these out of stock products that it could, like, you know, the Aqua Cycle that Will mentioned, or a tiki bar, you know, where you can go and buy like a tiki bar, right? And it's not actually a product, but it adds to the product page as you're kind of going through there, because their website itself is a product too. It's such an experience, right? There's so much going on there in terms of actually just enjoying being on the site. I'll often go there just to like see what's new, see what's going on, because they have so much different stuff. They do collaborations constantly. There's like, you know, Arizona Iced Tea. There's Prince, the like tennis company. You know, they're really trying to find things that represent what vacation feels like. And it's a very cool thing to watch as it develops, and it has created such a like fun, it makes me want to go back and buy stuff all the time. You know, I'm just like, oh, I could use a new vacation t-shirt or a hat or like this, you know, 1999, you know, tennis champion kind of shirt or whatever. There's just a never ending list of stuff that we can like purchase and buy.
Yeah. Another thing I liked about their products that I thought was really cool was how they were taking the product. Let's say it's a classic lotion. And they were taking that product and turning them into air fresheners. Cause like that is very much like an 80s kind of vibe, like the hanging air freshener in your car. And they were using that as, you know, checkout upsells, cart upsells, in the cart. And I think there was one that if you spent over like $65, you just got one of them for free. I forget which one it was, but maybe it was the baby oil one at the time that I did it. Yeah, you get a free baby oil air freshener if you order over $65. And I've just never seen somebody, it's like, in some ways it's genius. I know that that was not their intention. They're like, oh, let's just do this for cart upsells, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's just really cool to see how they're taking, you know, a sunscreen and they were able to turn that into just a whole nother product as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, they do it with the candles too. You know, you can buy the scented candles and everything. You know, one of my favorites that is hilarious is Ball Boy scented candle. You know, like that was one of their collaborations with Prince, right? Or like fresh tennis balls. You know, they have, it's just so genius. Honestly, there's no other way to describe it. It's just genius the way that they continually use marketing and product. Everything they do is building the brand. It's inherent in every single thing. It's not starting with a product and creating a brand around it. It's starting with a brand and creating the products for that. Which I think is a really good segue into kind of talking about how vacation got started, because it truly is, you know, we mentioned already that they, you know, started with an audience first. So let's jump into that a little bit and talk about how they actually got started, where that audience came from, and why vacation was kind of born from it. Do you want to give us a little exposition on that?
Yeah. So, you know, they started out as, one of their founders, they have three founders, started a Tumblr page called Pool Suite. I don't know if it was Pool Suite at the time. That was eventually became a SoundCloud, right? And it's just there was this community that was listening to this. It was sort of this like 80s vacation sort of vibe, house music, right? And like, that's all it was for years, really. Pool Suite.
He was just creating playlists. Yeah. This is Marty Bell, by the way. So Marty was just creating playlists that people were listening to and coming and vibing to. I kind of consider him a little bit in like the indie hacker kind of space in my mind. You know, he's like very, you know, born of the internet type person, try to just figuring stuff out. And, you know, early days Tumblr kind of stuff, and has this group of people following all of these playlists. And he was like, well, what, you know, he had an idea of just what if we were pairing this like tropical house, you know, 80s, 90s vibe stuff with retro videos of that era, you know, people on the beach, Baywatch style, you know, people running around by the pool, you know, very glamorous, very nostalgic, which led him to the idea that became Pool Suite.
Yeah.
Which I don't remember when I initially stumbled upon Pool Suite or even how I did, but it's been years now.
So you knew about Pool Suite before Vacation?
Oh, I knew about Pool Suite before Vacation existed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know why it made its way into my world, but it did very early on. And I was hooked immediately. I was 100% the like, you know, like target market for that, where I want to like throw it on a separate window or whatever, and just like let the music play. Because what, you know, if you haven't been there before, go to Pool Suite immediately. Honestly, pause the video and go to Pool Suite right now, and go check it out, because they have designed it to look like a, you know, like a 90s desktop. So it has, you know, you have your own cursor that's kind of following through, and you have little desktop icons, and there's a music player and a video player on there. As it loads, there's like a loading screen as if the computer is starting up. It's a very, very cool way to interact with a website, and it plays just really vibey, tropical, cool music. The videos are all like of the era, boat races and like, you know, bikini competitions and things like that. And so it's a very fun way to just like spend a little time and, you know, throw it up on the side and listen to the music. I mentioned this the other day. I use it as like background music for when I'm working. You know, I'll throw it up and just and use that as kind of my like my jam for the day. So yeah, it's crazy. Like, and that's the kind of stuff that it was just built to be cool. Like that was the idea. It's like, this is a fun, interesting, entertaining idea. And that is what made it work. And, you know, when we come back to that idea of like, what's the stupidest idea you can come up with? It's like, okay, let's make a computer inside a website that's a 90s computer using the technology of 20 or 30 years ago, but it reminds you of that and plays music. And like that, it's just a normal music player, but like we're going to put a whole bunch of effort into making it look like something from 30 years ago. Yeah. That's a crazy idea if you say that to somebody. And somebody's going to be like, why would you do that? But then in practice, when you see it, you're like, oh man, like, wow, I really get this, you know?
Yeah. The execution's really good on that. They had the community, I think, really from the original Pool Suite. And yeah, I mean, that whole Pool OS, Pool Suite is one of the coolest things I've ever seen a brand do. It's very, very unique. And I can even talk to the data behind it. I realized when I was doing my research that did you know that, I don't know if you knew this, that 10% of their traffic is coming from referrals from Pool Suite, which doesn't sound like a lot, but let me tell you, it's a lot. Because like most brands, even the ones that have like a lot of raving fans, like Skims, for example, like they're under 5%, 3%, you know, to see something in double digits is wild. I've never seen it
before. Yeah, it really truly is like the epitome of creating something that's just entertaining, that's driving product purchases. Because that's 100% where I came from. That was my referrer to getting to Vacation for the first time, was seeing it on the Pool Suite site.
So you came okay, wow. Because I was thinking maybe people order then go to Pool Suite, but people are going to Pool Suite first, and that's really referring them to Vacation.
Yeah, like I said, I knew about Pool Suite before Vacation existed.
You knew about the poolsuite.net or the Pool Suite, like, I guess, Tumblr page or SoundCloud?
No, poolsuite.fm.
.fm, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like that as a music player, you know, I used to show people back, you know, this is back in the Saigon days even.
Yeah.
You know, we were, that was kind of my main thing, is like a designer of like, this is cool, check this out. So that was, it's been a long time that's been going, and you know, they have a bunch of features on there too. You can like change the desktop background.
Sign the guest book, change the desktop background. I don't know if we want to get into all, there's some crazy, it gets real deep. The spot to do it, but there's a lot of things that's going on here.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so this is really where that audience came from, right? You know, we have people that have that identify with that vibe, you know, and that's,
yeah,
that I kind of just said it before, you know, it was something that I used to make me look cool, right? It's like, hey, look at this cool thing that I use. Having it up on my like side monitor as I'm at the co-working space or whatever is like a, you know, it's a vibey way to tell people around you that like, oh, look at this cool thing I know. And so I think it created a lot of people like that, you know, it was a like-minded way of, or, you know, it brings people together, and that's always what you're looking for in a brand, right? It's like, people need to raise their hand and be able to say like, hey, this is who I am. This says something about who I am. I use this product because of X.
Yeah.
And vacation really gives you that of like, I associate with this vibe. And so, yeah, they launched the sunscreen brand. There was a lot of talk about, Marty has said that they were approached by multiple people with like different product ideas, that they could kind of latch on to the Pool Suite brand. And eventually they settled on building out vacation. That's when he brought in his other co-founders. Marty is, I think, solely responsible, other than he hired out some like development work and stuff to build out Pool Suite FM. But that's later on, once vacation rolled around, is when he brought in his other co-founders for vacation itself. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about, you know, obviously 10% of their traffic is coming from Pool Suite, but what is it? What other things just make now vacation such a strong contender in the space? What is it about their marketing that stands out to you in how they're kind of, you know, driving forward now?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the founders were really kind of intentional about it. And I think that they had really sort of noticed that, that the category, I remember them, one of them quoting, saying that the category was very like fun in sort of the 80s, 90s, and then it became very clinical, I think was the word he used, you know, probably in the 2000s. And I could think of that, like Neutrogena skin defense and all this sort of stuff, you know? And so whenever I hear founders talking like that, you know, cause you'll see that, like the Liquid Death guy talked about that, did the Jolie, they talked about that, even Skims. They were kind of like, how do I come in and disrupt this category? Or maybe not disrupt is the right word, but they notice that gap in the category. And for them, it was like a nostalgic thing, you know, that they came back to. So I found that to be like, they were already thinking at that category level, and how they can position themselves differently. And I think that's there's a lot of overlapping trends here, but I think that is one that I think about a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that, you know, coming back and reinvigorating a category, I think is probably the best way to put it, is such an exciting thing to do. And then putting your own spin on it and actually just creating, you know, something that's worth actually engaging with. You know, you can't get, every time we talk about these things, it's always about these products say something about you. If you use it, you're shouting to the world that this is who I am, and this is why I use this product for X reason. And so I think that that's one of the most exciting parts, I guess, about their marketing.
Mm-hmm.
They've obviously done a huge thing with collaborations. We touched on this briefly, but that is a great influencer strategy in a way, because you're plugging into the market of Prince, or you're plugging into the market of Arizona Iced Tea, just by having these associations with them. They did a puzzle with a brand called Le Puzz that makes puzzles, right? Yeah. Whammo is who they did the partnership with for the Frisbee.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many of these different opportunities to be able to actually build out, you know, borrow somebody else's audience, and start to get them into understanding who Vacation is and really seeing them as like a, you know, a brand that they should be paying attention to.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think that it's basically like joint ventures, you know, but, you know, in Vacation style, they would make fun of it being a joint venture, you know, some of their marketing where, like if you get an email, it's from like the director of the consumer division, Ray Smith or something. I forget what it is off the top of my head, but just like funny, cheeky sort of stuff like that. Is like another reason why it works really well. It's like they're making fun of the whole 80s too, you know?
I mean, there's an aspect of just, it's part of the bit, right? I don't see it as much as like making fun of it as much as just like, that's how they convey the actual world that you're in, you know? Every single thing is based on, is all of the copy is written in like a business memo. If it's some sort of business something, it really has that feeling for it. And I'm absolutely in love with it. Even I've, you know, on a couple of our posts recently, like in responding to, you know, the like founders have commented on something or whatever, and I'm chatting with them, and like in the comment I've responded in like Vacation speak, you know. And my like, you know, this is another fun thing. They have a business card generator on there where you can claim positions at Vacation. And I've seen people have this on their LinkedIn actually, where they've gone and claimed a fake position and then like put it on their LinkedIn profile. Which is huge, right?
I think that's how they launched. Did you read about how that? I think that was like part of their launch strategy.
It was, yeah. It was a very early virality like play that they did, which there have been many that we can get into in just a second here. But you know, like my title is I'm the president of the Friday morning sauna meeting. Like, you know, that's just my title. And like, when I was communicating with them, I responded with that. I was like, you know, signed Brian, president of the Friday morning sauna meeting, you know, like, and so it's, if you can compel someone to feel that, you know, like it's a game, it's something that it's an entertaining thing for me to think about. How would I write this if I were, you know, I mean, I'm a marketer, so I like love that kind of thing where I'm like, oh, I want to like test my skills at trying to match this copy voice or whatever. But just if you want to participate like that in something, it just shows you how strong a brand is. And being able to try to mimic that voice just shows how strong the copy is. You know, there's a huge amount of effort that goes into making sure everything has that like 80s, 90s business memo feeling to it. Which you know, you can read a snippet of copy and know it's from Vacation within a second. And so it's a lot of fun. I think that's one of the places that they really shine. But let's talk about some of these other virality plays that they have. You know, you mentioned the business card one. Is there anything else on your mind that you're thinking about?
I mean, there is the classic whip was one. It's very, I just looked at people are talking about on TikTok, you know, there is a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes in Pool OS, Pool Suite with the crypto stuff. I mean, we could get into that. We could spend a whole episode on how this brand is using crypto. You know, they have their own Substack. I don't know if you saw it called the Palm Report, sort of. Like the Rob Report, if you remember that as a kid. So yeah, there's a lot of cool little viral things they're doing.
Yeah, no, the Palm Report is awesome. They've created many Palm Report like newscast videos as well, where it's like, you know, 80s, 90s style news anchor standing there with like the microphone next to a pool, like reporting on the products. Like they're and yeah, the NFT crypto space was, you know, that's something that in multiple interviews, you can see Marty is like pretty interested in that. They have, you know, the leisureist, you know, NFT that you can buy where you become like you have your own kind of like, you know, think of like, the apes type thing, or, you know, the punks or whatever. They had a Leisureist that came out.
And I think you can sell it on OpenSea.
Yeah, you can make it and then claim it, and same as any other NFT, sell it. They did a partnership with those, with like Ralph Lauren as well. There's like a whole series of Leisureists that are all like Ralph Lauren clothing. The thing that I was really interested in is they have a something called the Manor DAO.
Yeah.
So
two. Yeah.
That was so interesting to me. I don't know where it ever went. I never ended up like buying the NFT or whatever with this, but it is definitely the NFT that I was closest to buying. I never purchased it. I didn't purchase any of them during the craze. But that was the one that I was closest to. Like, I, even if it doesn't turn into anything, I just love the idea of it. But it was a membership to Manor DAO. And the whole idea was like, it was a group of, you know, all the people that were part of the DAO, all the money was going towards buying an actual mansion or manor, and then turning that into like the headquarters of Manor DAO / vacation / pool suite, that your membership would gain you access to like the parties and the, you know, and being able to stay there. And there would be like Airbnb, like Airbnb the rooms, and like you'd be able to make, you know, money off of like the proceeds from it after like the operational expenses, like all the members of the community. And like that's just so genius to me. It's like, okay, if that I've always been interested in like, how do you use blockchain and everything to create physical spaces and access to like physical space. And so I was so enthralled by that. And so I'd love to see if that actually like manifests, but you can tell that they're ingrained in trying to be, as you said before, like disruptors or, you know, innovators around the space. There's another, you know, they have another like founder group as well that is just for founders. I think it's called like the Jacuzzi Club or something like that. And it's just for founders and people that want to like push, that want to innovate, that want to do something different and kind of find like-minded people to work with on those kind of projects. And so, yeah, I mean, I actually just applied the other day. I don't know if I'm that much of an innovator, but I was like, these are the people I want to learn from and be, you know, and work with.
I think that's how they originally met, right? I don't know if I read that right, but like the two, they met Marty through the Jacuzzi Club, or he had the Jacuzzi Club. I don't know the exact details, but they're the way they use their brand. And who knows what happens with the whole crypto space, but like, I could see, you know, back then that they were really on the forefront of doing some of this stuff. Like, it wasn't just like, hey, buy my NFT, you know. I don't think I saw some brands doing NFTs. I didn't see it like, obviously they were doing it in a way cooler way. And then the DAO thing is just genius.
No, it's crazy. That's the one DAO that I was like, that's a very, very actually good idea of how to use blockchain. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, we touched on their site. Let's talk about the site. Let's talk about some of their emails and the stuff that they're doing there, because, you know, that's really where everyone talks about like a digital playground, you know, and that's like a very overused kind of term, I think, because it's very rare, other than if it's like a video game or something like that, that it actually feels like a playground. But vacation is actually a digital playground.
Yeah.
Like, without a doubt. I mean, the fact that there's, you know, kind of an homage to their origin of the pool suite FM stuff. As soon as you get on vacation, you can turn on, you know, the music. There's a vibe. What's it called? The vibe mechanic, or the vibe machine, something, vibe machine 2000. But basically you are able to play, your choice of, you know, there's steel drums. There is, you know, beach sounds, the vibe generator TM. You got the ocean breeze, steel drums, all on a little vibe generator at the bottom. So you really are actually able to create the vibes that you want. It's a game in a way. It's very interactive. Like we said, we mentioned the fake products that they have, we mentioned how they, you know, all of them are oriented around actually creating this vibe and this this world that you can actually take a step into as you're on the website. You know, all the model images are holding like an 80s style cell phone, you know, like the huge brick, right? That's where you can shuffle your business card and choose your own. And even something I love as well is their discount coupon code that comes in from their pop-up looks like a clipped coupon from a magazine. You know, yeah. It has the checkered line as if you were going to cut it out with scissors and take it into a
physical. That's very 80s style. Yeah. Like, and I know some direct response marketers still do that, but yeah, like I liked their pop-up. It was good.
Yeah. It was very good. Any other thoughts on their web? I know I just kind of like ran through it. I love this brand so much. It's so hard for me to not just like gush about it. But any other thoughts on their site or that?
Yeah, I thought that, you know, when I was looking at it, we talked about just like how much traffic is coming from Pool Suite. They also, you know, I think that you'd want to probably talk about how they, and you kind of teased it, they are growing more and more distribution. And I think you can buy them, you know, nationwide and Ulta maybe right now. Or like some other spots in Nordstrom. So they're doing some brick and mortar. The Amazon store is pretty big too. But yeah, I mean, I think the playground, like you said, is the D2C store. And you know, another thing that like really I thought that was cool about the experience I had online was my unboxing experience. Again, like the, you know, a lot of times when you buy something online, even from like the Shopify store, the D2C store, it's just still just a box with like a packing slip in the product. Mm-hmm. Like with them, like I opened it up, it was like in this like really cool, like sleeve, like branded vacation sleeve. The packing slip again was like, I use the word poking fun, but maybe like homage to the 80s. It was like the fulfillment department, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I talked about how a lot of things are signed by Ray Smith. I think that's his name. I don't know. This fake guy that's in charge of their, I forget what his title is.
Customer support department or whatever.
Then I got this scratch off lottery sort of ticket for the metal detecting championships. And so I scratched it off. I don't know if you can actually win this, but yeah. And then like you can scan it and it goes to Pool Suite too. Yeah, I thought that's like really, again, I've never seen a brand. I mean, it's even rare to see brands put direct mail or some sort of like something like this.
Mailer
inside. But to do like a lottery ticket, I thought was really, again, just shows how much they've thought about customer experience. And how it overlaps with the branding, you know, like this is very much fits in. Like I remember in the 80s and 90s scratching off lottery tickets.
Yeah.
And maybe even doing that on vacation.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's true. They're building it at every turn. And like, you know, I bring up their emails because they have some of the best emails I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Every single one is like clearly very, very intentional and has been designed very well, has a lot of, you know, they've blueprinted them very hard. They know why they're sending it. They know what they're trying to do. And there's a few different things that they do with them that I find really interesting. The first is they have some emails similar to these fake products on their site that have absolutely nothing to do with the brand.
Yeah.
Like it's purely world building. I've shared a couple with you, I think, like the glass bottom boat that was for sale. It's like $1 million glass bottom boat that is actually for sale in, you know, somewhere in the Caribbean. Right. Yeah. And it's listed on a site that you could, you know, the links take you to this site where you could buy this glass bottom boat from 1992 or whatever that's being sold. And it just fits the vibe of what's going on. Or there's actually a listing for, you know, you mentioned the beach peddler thing, you know, the beach tricycle, you know, there was one of those for sale that they sent out the, you know, an email about and used the images from that site and talked about it's leisure approved. You know, it's something that they are vacation approved, like leisure enhancing, you know, equipment that is being sold online, which is just incredible. You know, that's such an amazing way of taking stuff that is interesting to your audience that doesn't have anything to do with your brand, that isn't something that you're trying to sell them, and you're just giving it's something that they would be interested in, so you're sending it to them. You know, how many other brands are actually just trying to entertain their customers, and just, you know, they, you know, when you get an email from them, then it's not just going to be another product feature with XYZ, like, hey, come buy this, here's a discount.
Yeah.
No, it's actually something that is fun and you might want to read into.
Yeah, I love that. And like, that is part of their strategy. You know, their founder, I think, is on the record of saying that. It's like, if we're going to be in, I think you've said, if we're going to be putting our brand in front of people's face, whether on Instagram or email every day, it can't just be like, here's our sunscreen, buy it. Here's our sunscreen, buy it. You know? Yeah, they're very much trying to entertain. And I think that could be why it's similar to when we were talking about Liquid Death, where they were using, I forget how he framed it. It was like, you know, they're using humor as a big part of their strategy, you know, and it just you can like, once you've tapped into that, instead of just like, we're just going to send promotional emails and product based emails and sort of stuff like that, then, like really, it just opens you up to do all sorts of things, like, you know, email glass boats that are for sale in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. They're really starting to bridge this gap as well between what is brand, what is entertainment, what is, and on the other side, what is digital and what is physical. You know, I think the products that they have, from the sunscreens, obviously that's like their core line, but having all of the merch and everything like that, a lot of brands have merch, but it just feels different with vacation, right? It's like a beach towel is so different from just like everyone's hat, right? And a hat for vacation is even different from everyone else's hat, because it's about being in the sun, you know?
Yeah, it fits in with the brand. It's like a lot of brands, like, we're just putting our logo on this to get more sales.
Right. Or just to say that we have hats, or to give them to employees or whatever, you know? And so there's those kind of things, the lip balms, the candles, the flavors, the scents, all these different things, right? But even past that, vacation throws parties.
Yeah.
You know, that's another core part of this vacation vibe. Why are we all so, you know, enamored with this, is because we have memories of like, it's a fun vacation time, right? We're off of work, we're hanging out with our family and friends, and a core part of that is like a party, right? And vacation is throwing parties. You know, I was in Brooklyn a year or two ago, and I'm walking down the street, and there's a guy wearing a vacation hat. I was like, oh, I love that brand. I love your hat. And he was like, yeah, I DJed one of their parties here in Brooklyn. Like, you know, that's why I have the hat. Or at South by Southwest, I think they hosted a South by party. Southwest
party. And then one of the crypto things they're doing, I forget what it was called. It wasn't Grand Leisure, but it was something else. Like, you could buy like a fake, it was like an NFT. Amex gold card that would get you access into their Southwest party.
Right. Exactly.
They still are leveraging sort of that crypto element a little bit.
Yeah. And there's, you know, they've had them in California. I think they did a Catalina Island party last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Catalina wine tour. the 80s, 90s thing. Like, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did, they did a party on Catalina Island just off of LA. Yeah. The team is based in Miami. I think they have multiple parties in Miami regularly, and they launch all of them via their email. Like, you see invites to them constantly. It's definitely a goal of mine to get to one of these vacation parties at some point. Yeah. But it's they're really starting to bring the brand into the world. And now that it's got Target, now that it's coming forward, you know, going to be in a lot more retail distributors, I think we're going to see just a massive explosion of people that really, really use vacation. I think this could be the summer that vacation kind of takes over a little bit. So I'm here for it. I'm excited to see. So let's wrap up a little bit. Give me two or three reasons that you think Vacation is going to crush it, or why they are crushing it, and I'll go after you.
Okay. So there's a lot. I think that the three that I'd probably pick, the first one is noticing the gap in the category and being intentional there. It wasn't just some sort of cheeky play. It was like they actually noticed like what was wrong with currently in the category. And I really liked that. I think that how they launched too, by, you know, sometimes I think about it as like having that unfair advantage, you know, and I mean that in a good way. Like, how can you find an unfair advantage with your brand? By them having Pool Suite, them already having this community, you know, they were able to leverage that instead of just, you know, like, oh, we're going to run a bunch of Facebook ads, you know? So I thought that that's a real big reason why this brand is going to continue to grow too. It's a huge part of the brand. And I think the last one is the products. I think that the way they've gone about making the products, you know, I think that because they have this nostalgic sort of brand, like it can be so much bigger than just a sunscreen line. Historically, you're like, we're going to launch a sunscreen brand. It's like, okay, well, like, what, you got like three or four products you can maybe launch, you know? But they're able to just launch so much more. And we talked about how they were able to just take one product and duplicate that as an air freshener, you know, which would work for no other skincare brand. But because their brand is linked to this 80s nostalgic vibe, it works.
Yeah. And then it kind of links to your first comment and your third one there. The quality of the products is so high. My first one is like the quality is so high. They really put a lot of thought into you know, with the jelly, they're like doing research, getting people together to build it. They're using a perfumery to like make the scents that they want. I think that's like a huge aspect of, you know, at the end of the day, you always got to come back to, is the product good? Because people aren't going to buy sunscreen if it doesn't actually protect them from the sun, you know? The second thing I would say is their ability to entertain is just crazy. You know, it's really just, honestly, like I want other people to suggest because I want to know more of brands like this, but it's just them and like Liquid Death, honestly, that I think are entertaining at the level that these brands are right now. I can honestly say I do not think, you know, at least in the English speaking market, I do not know of any other brands that are this good at creating a world. And then the third is like, I just think that this is gonna become the playbook. Like there's so much we don't know yet about how blockchain, NFT, the metaverse, like digital products, along with like physical products, digital world, along with physical world. You know, there's no telling how deeply that's going to affect people over the next 10, 20, 30 years. And I think that this is going to be, you know, kind of a textbook example of like, hey, this is when brands like this kind of started, you know, Liquid Death, Vacation, where you're starting to see people building, you know, how quickly is it going to be if you take some sort of like, you know, the long-term example would be like, you remember Second Life and that kind of game that is kind of like precursor to the metaverse or whatever. How easy is it for you to imagine a vacation area in, you know, some meta, you know, Roblox or whatever, you know, Snoop Dogg does his thing of like hosting a concert. Like there's probably going to be a Pool Suite Vacation, you know, pool you can go to in the metaverse within the next 2 or 3 years. Right. Yeah. And so this is where things are going. When you can create a world around it that is replicable in all different spaces, whether it's in your mind or on the site or in the real world or in the metaverse or whatever.
It's Omni-world here now.
Omni-world marketing. We're pitching Omni-channel and we are starting Omni-world marketing. Flo Kennedy, the Omni-world marketing experts. So.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really good point. I think it's just to piggyback off that, like I was, you know, I had circled like this brand is really up to something special with crypto. Like I've never seen anybody do, and I'm using crypto vaguely, but it incorporates blockchain. a lot, a lot of what you talked about, blockchain, metaverse, and it'll be interesting to see, because I do feel like their team is very much on the cutting edge. You know, it's funny, it's a nostalgic 80s throwback brand that has some founders that are really, I think, on the cutting edge of what's sort of happening in the, coming up in the world.
Agreed. Totally agreed. Cool. All right. Well, as usual, this is Why Brands Work, this episode on vacation. Do not forget, we have a ton of resources for you. Mm-hmm. Will did a full funnel breakdown, all their ads and traffic, and ordered the product and, like, you know, did that, went through the unboxing experience. I collected a bunch of their emails, I think like over 175 of them from the last couple of years, put them all into a swipe file for you guys. We have an entire the whole spreadsheet of exactly what the numbers are on the brand. You'll be able to download that right below this video if you're on our website. And so go and grab that if you want to dig in a little bit more yourself. And if you have any questions, suggestions, obviously this is still a very new thing for us, so we're happy to hear. If you want to hear about a certain brand, or you want to talk about something, or you have some suggestions, we're happy to hear it. But make sure you are subscribed, following us on LinkedIn, wherever you get your podcasts and that kind of stuff, so that you get updates on when the newest episodes are coming out. And we'll see you next time. So thank you. Have a good one.
Later, guys.